For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The two candidates for Craighead County Judge debated Wednesday on several topics, such as how to address problems with the county's budget, top priorities each candidate has, and a crisis stabilization unit. The debate was held Wednesday during the weekly meeting of the Jonesboro Kiwanis Club. Marvin Day and Jeff Presley are both Republican candidates that will face off in the May 22nd primary. No Democrats ran in this race, which means the winner will replace current Craighead County Judge Ed Hill, who is retiring. Day is a senior engineer with the Jonesboro City Water and Light, and Presley is a director of Jonesboro and Craighead County's E911 system. Presley told what his top priority would be if he was elected.
You know, in the history of Craighead County in the last 5 years, we've been out of compliance with FEMA, Homeland Security. We have lost millions of dollars worth of grants for safe rooms for our schools and our children simply because somebody in the county government was not doing their job. We're taxpayers here. We got children. That's our future. We got to take care of business. We have to stay in compliance, not only on the federal but on the state side. And we must keep it that way. That should be top priority.
And Day thinks Craighead County should run more like a business.
You know, they don't have an HR department. The folks there do a great job, but there's just a lot of business aspects of that organization that need to be looked at. On top of that, we need to improve our communication with the citizens of the county as far as our road network. You know, everywhere you go out in the county, you hear people say, you know, you need to pave my road, but when you say, hey, we can't do everything, but I think if we had a forum similar to what the highway department does, where we took public input, we created a master plan, and worked toward that plan, I think that would improve a lot.
Presley says if he is elected, there are some important changes that should take place.
It's going to start with some hard decisions on administrative, OEM, and different things like that. We're going to be accountable for what's going on in the road departments. Every penny that's being spent is going to be documented and transparent. We're going to have those town hall meetings. We're going to get out and talk to folks. We're going to have every small municipality protected with backup generators for their water systems. We're going to be on call. We're going to be a resource for them. It's time to take control of our local government and go to work.
And Day says that he would focus on the county working more in economic development and how to bring more manufacturing jobs to the county.
The average service industry job is around $13,000 a year, whereas the average manufacturing job is $43,000 a year. And I just feel like that one of the key things that we need to focus on is developing more industry and higher paying jobs for our people, because that solves a lot of the problems of a tax base isn't going to grow with people making $13,000 a year that provides money for additional services and additional things that can serve the communities.
Both candidates were asked about how to fix the problems with the county's $30 million budget, which is said to be way too tight. Day commented,
"We need to start our budgeting a lot earlier in the year to provide more transparency for people to see what's going on and provide that input. You know, on top of that, I think we need to have a long-range planning committee that's comprised of not just the Quorum Court members, but a lot of elected officials to help us think through where we're going in the future. You know, there's been talk of a need for a new county jail or a remodeled county jail, and we just need to have that budgeting where we're planning for future events so that things don't surprise us."
And Presley says there are areas where savings could be made in the budget.
We have a lot of departments that is paying for software maintenance contracts with no integration into other departments. We need to work as a team. There's a lot of things that we could do on statewide contracts to save the county taxpayers' dollars. That budget process needs to start a little bit sooner. They kick it in there about October, and the Quorum Court don't have a lot of time to review or to talk about it. So it needs to start mid-year and make sure that we got good information out there.
And both candidates say they support a crisis stabilization unit in the county and hope that issue is resolved by the time a new county judge is in office. And they also agreed on the need for state grants and other partnerships to help complete the Bono Lake project in the county. Another debate involving both Day and Presley will take place Friday during the noon meeting of the NEA Political Animals Club that'll be held at the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting for KASU News.